This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Roman Catholics around the world are closely following the news today that Pope John Paul's medical condition has worsened. As we've been reporting, the Vatican says he is conscious but remains in grave condition. It dismissed reports that the Pope is in a coma. Crowds of the faithful are gathered in silent prayer outside St. Peter's Basilica in Rome today, and Catholics worldwide are attending Mass and praying for the Pope. That includes Catholics in his native Poland. They filled churches this morning to pray for the Pope's health. NPR's Emily Harris is in Poland, in Wadowice, where he was born in 1920, and she joins us now. Emily, can you describe this town?
Wadowice is a small Polish town. It's surrounded by rural farm area. It's in the southern part of Poland near Krakow, which is the biggest city near here, and a city where Pope John Paul spent a good deal of time in service to the church before he went to Rome. It's a small enough town that you can walk easily in 10 minutes from the central square, which is now named John Paul II Square, to the edge of town where there is a pretty new church, just about 15 years old, big monumental thing, also built in his honor.
So there's a number of ways that people honor John Paul II there. Are there also landmarks of his birth and his youth in this town?
Absolutely. Here on John Paul II Square, the dominant building is St. Mary's Basilica. This is the basilica where he was an altar boy, and he took First Communion. Inside, hanging in front of the altar, is a portrait of him, a photograph of him praying is off to the side. Just right across a little alley from there is a museum, which was at one point the apartment where he grew up. And just next to that is a cafe where you can still get the kind of cream cake that he was reputed to buy as a boy after finishing school exams. Just down the street is his elementary school, where his report cards are still on display. This town is very, very, very aware that the current pope comes from here, is a native son, and they're very proud of that.
Does it draw tourists for that reason?
It does draw tourists. About between 1,000 and 2,000 tourists a day come to the museum that was once his home in the summertime. In the wintertime, that drops to about 200 to 300 tourists a day, according to the nun that runs the museum. In the gift shops around, of course, there are all sorts of imagery of the Pope, photographs, candles, coffee mugs, books, videos, and so forth.
Now, Emily Harris, how are people in Wadowice responding to news of the Pope's health?
Well, most of them are quite distressed, really. The churches have been full all day, people coming in and out to attend Mass or to pray just for a bit, go back to school, go back to work. They're very worried about his health. Some here I've talked to are hopeful that he will recover and hang on, at least for some period of time longer. One woman I spoke to said she just can't imagine this particular pope passing away. He has meant so much for not just Wadowice, but also for Poland. Pope John Paul II became pope in 1978 and returned to Poland for the first time as pope in 1979. And on that trip, he's widely credited with inspiring Polish people to resist the communist government and create the Solidarity Movement, which ultimately was crucial in leading to the change of government here. So this pope has been more than just a religious figure for Poland, but also a figure that's been very specific and concrete in changing the society.
Now, Emily, one other thing before you go. A number of other Catholic countries, particularly in Europe, have been seen as drifting away from the church in recent decades. Church attendance, for example, has declined dramatically. Is that true in Poland?
Poland is still very much a Catholic country. There are some pressures to the contrary, though. There was a survey last year that showed that the majority of Polish people who consider themselves faithful Catholics still admit they don't follow the Pope's teachings as closely as perhaps they think they should. There are people I've spoken to here that say perhaps after he's passed away, some issues that have been taboo but are building, for example, of homosexuality or the desire to make abortions more available, some people's desire, those issues may come to a head under a different church leadership.
Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Emily Harris in Wadowice, Poland, the hometown of Pope John Paul II.